Welcome to Imagine the Potential podcast. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please hit the subscribe button and share with your friends and family. In this episode of Imagine the Potential podcast, we're going to talk about large purchases and how to budget for those purchases. Large purchases are buying a new Peloton bike or buying a new entertainment system, which is a big screen with the theater surround sound. All these are purchases that we want to make, but how do we make these purchases without blowing up our budget and without blowing up our financial plan? I want to talk about that today. First off, you want to make sure that you take time. You know, you can always walk away and come back. You know, growing up, I can remember my dad would tell me, you don't have to buy it today. I was always one of those, I want to buy it today. I want it right now. And in this generation, in this time right now, many people are that way. It's, I want to buy it right now, no matter the cost. But what will that cost us later on? So the first step when we're making a purchase like this and budgeting for it is wait, take a step back. Wait a minute and think about it before you make the final purchase. I never forget this. My dad told me I was getting ready to buy my very first car. And I had found the car I wanted, made the deal, and I was so excited. And I came home and I told my dad, and he gave me this advice that I've lived with the rest of my life. He said, there'll be a new car tomorrow. There'll be a new deal next week. Wait. And I thought, I don't want to do that. But I've learned over time that is great advice. Wait, especially for an extra large purchase. You know, I'll never forget this one incident in my life when I was growing up. I had made this deal for my very first car. And I had gone and picked it out, talked to the dealership, wanted it. It was the right color, everything I wanted about the car. And I went home and my dad made this statement. Once again, I'll never forget this statement. He said this. He said, there'll be another car tomorrow and another deal next week. You can always wait. You don't have to buy today. You can wait. It'll always be there. I found that such good advice over time. So when you're getting ready to buy a big purchase like that, and even when you're laying out $1,000 or $1,500, you can always wait. So the first step in budgeting for a purchase item that you're a large purchase, no, you can wait. You don't have to do it today. The second thing is consider your emotions. You know, we talk many times around our emotions, and understand this, that emotions rule us many times, especially when we want to buy things. Go back to the idea of buying a car. You know, years ago, when you go buy a car, you get in the dealership, they set you in a car, the salesman rides around with you, you go around the block for 5 minutes, you get back and they go, you ready to buy the car? And I'm like, I've been in the car for 5 minutes, I'm not ready to buy the car. Now you go to the dealership. I was actually talking to someone today about their first purchase of a car. They wouldn't even take the keys back when they went and drove it around the block. They tried to give the keys back. And like, no, you keep the keys. Well, there's a psychology behind that. And why they do that is so you will own the vehicle. The more time you spend in it, the more time you take it home, you drive through your neighborhood, you pull it into your garage. It's very difficult the next day to walk away. It's an emotional attachment. And remember this, emotional decisions are rarely overcome with logical thinking. So don't get so emotionally attached to it that you can't walk away from it. So the first thing you do is you take time. Then number two, you manage your emotions and think about, okay, am I buying this because I'll fit into a group or someone will like me because I bought this? Or I'm so attached to it, I can't walk away from it. Then thirdly, you want to make sure that you look ahead. It's called prudence. You want to use prudence. You want to look ahead. You want to say, do I have a bill coming that I may need to pay? Maybe I'm getting ready to go to school and I've got a bill coming up. Or maybe I have rent coming up and I'm going to lay down a lot of money on this product and not have money for rent. You need to make sure that you are using prudence. And prudence simply means looking ahead and counting the cost. So you've waited a little bit. You've actually looked at your emotions. You're being honest with yourself about why you want to purchase this. Then you want to say, okay, do I have any new expenses that I don't necessarily know about coming up? Or maybe I do have an expense I need to lay out. And you look at that and you go, okay, now I want to buy this. I think I want to buy this. And now you actually go through the process of purchasing it. Listen, here's some advice. When you begin to buy this, don't just go buy it the first place. How about shop around a little bit? How about looking to see if there's a better deal? And listen, less expensive does not mean a better deal. Maybe there's a place where you're going to be able to get service for what you're buying where you wouldn't get it if you bought it somewhere else. So compare and shop. Years ago, I had a friend of mine, and he never would compare anything. If something broke, he'd go buy it. He'd just go get it. Well, what that lets me know is he had no respect for his money, nor respect for his things. Always respect what you're getting ready to buy and respect your money. One of the things I wanted to say today, though, about this budgeting thing is I read this quote, and it was just so amazing. It said, never spend money today that you may need tomorrow. I always think about this. Don't spend tomorrow's money today. Because when you get to tomorrow, you won't have tomorrow's money and you'll be in a bind. So you're ready to purchase this. Couple of things, make sure you've waited, you've managed your emotions, you've looked ahead, you've actually thought, have I done this in the last 2 months? Don't buy three luxury items month to month to month and go into new debt to buy these things. And then when you've decided to buy it, you actually shopped around for it. Just know this, that when you budget for these items and you plan for them, you can figure out how to pay for these things. Understand that you can budget in several different ways. You can start a side hustle. You know, people come to me all the time as a financial advisor and they ask me, how do I save? I don't know how to save. Every dollar comes in, goes out. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's not how much money you make. It's really how much money you keep. And so you have to begin to save your money. And if you'll bring me your budget, I can tell you I can help you save money. It may be $10 a week. It may be not going to Starbucks and getting that coffee two times a week. Or it may be not going to McDonald's and eating a hamburger that's going to cost you $10. But you can save money. And if it's important to you, you'll find it. I've learned over the years that what's important to you, you find a way to do. So you can trim from your budget. You can also do a side hustle. I have a friend of mine that wants to go to Mexico and go scuba diving. Well, she decided to start cleaning houses for a period of time to make money specifically to go on this trip. It's a large purchase. She wants to do it. She's figuring out how to pay for it. The issue is this. Don't incur new debt if you can help it while you're buying this new product. Don't go into credit card debt to buy a big screen TV or an entertainment center or even go on a trip. If you can do a side hustle, do some different things. You know, there's online surveys you can take that'll pay you. You can go mow grass. Nobody likes to mow grass when it's 110 outside. Go mow grass and make a little extra money and plan accordingly. So if you bring me your budget, I can actually help you find ways to save money in your budget. There's always places to save. It may just be starting with $5 or $10, or it may be starting with $20, but we can always find a place to save. The issue is not buying the large purchase. The issue is making sure you're, number one, you're taking time. Number two, you're managing your emotions. Number three, you're looking ahead to make sure you're not putting yourself in a bad place. You're actually making sure you're going to use what you're buying and doesn't become an expensive clothes hanger. And then go ahead and search the best place to buy it. Remember this, imagine the potential you can have as you decide to make large purchases that are within your budget. Thank you for joining me for the Imagine the Potential podcast. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professionals prior to making a decision.